Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. Luke 22:39. Why pray? Let's take a look for a moment at Jesus' life. Jesus was accustomed to going to the Mount of Olives to pray. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 39, coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. In Greek, this word accustom is the word ethos. It's translated a habit or custom. In other words, something that's repeated regularly. Jesus had customs, habits, and daily disciplines. He had ethos. Jesus prayed daily, so every day became special for him. He transformed an insignificant place into a place of blessing, and thus he turned an ordinary day into an extraordinary day. Why? Because he had the habit of praying, of setting himself apart, of separating himself to reconnect with the Father, to have a special time of communion, hear his instructions, and act according to the Father's will. Jesus had a plan for prayer that he taught us in the Lord's Prayer. Thus, the Lord's Prayer is much more than a prayer to be recited. It's the model that Jesus provided for us to communicate with the Father. If Jesus, the Son of God, needed to create customs, follow routines, or develop habits, in short, ethos, then how much more do we need them? And that's why the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Master, teach us to pray." I could reword their request like this. "Lord, we want to understand your secret and experience what you do when you pray. We want the Father to use our lives like he does for you. We want to see miracles happen, the sick be healed. We're thirsty for this incredible relationship that you have with the Father. Teach us, Lord. We're your students. Teach us to pray." John the Baptist also taught his disciples to pray. Teach us too. In fact, most of us know we need to pray, but we don't know how to. It's in response to this request that Jesus would teach this famous prayer that would later be called the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer contains, in essence, all of Jesus' secrets about prayer and all the keys to accessing the Father. I'll say it again. It's much more than a prayer to be recited. It's the very school of prayer. I invite you to join this school in the Father's intimacy for the next 21 days. These times are between you and God. That's why I invite you to truly get comfortable. During each session, I'll invite you to take time to meditate, worship, or listen. If during the training you'd like to close your eyes, go ahead. If you'd like to get down on your knees, do so. Feel free. The Bible says, "Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." 2 Corinthians 3:17. As you begin this prayer journey, may I pray again for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for being such an incredible model for us. You are the master and we are the disciples. Thank you for teaching us to pray. I pray for my friend who's starting this 21-day journey. I ask that you would give him or her extraordinary times in the presence and intimacy of the Father. I pray that his or her life would be changed forever, and that the benefits of this relationship with you would flow into his or her life and into others' lives all around. May your name be glorified. Amen. Would you like to ask the Lord yourself to teach you to pray? Take a moment to also say, Lord, teach me to pray. Welcome to this prayer journey. P.S. Here's a worship song to prepare your heart for this journey. Waymaker, sung by Leland.